Hello， 我是 John 老师，欢迎收听通勤学英语的每日跟读单元。我发现许多学生在过去学习历程中只重视大量的 input 输入，也就是听跟读，他们往往上了无数英语课程，最后还是抗拒开口说英语，卡卡无法好好的跟外国人沟通。这个单元也就是要用最自然的方式带着你加强学语言最重要的 output 输出。现在你只要利用通勤喝咖啡等人的时间，就可以培养跟着我一起朗读跟读的习惯。 For best results， 每天可以跟着我一起读2到3遍，有多余时间复习文章内容，只要在播放器往上一滑，找到单集简介或者是单集资讯列里就有逐字稿可以协助你。你与开口说英语只有一步之差。 Are you ready? Let's get started。Study links erythritol, a popular sugar substitute, to increased risk of heart attack and stroke. Erythritol, a type of sugar substitute, has been linked to an increased risk of heart attack and stroke, according to a new study. The substance is often used to sweeten low-sugar products such as stevia, monk fruit, and keto foods.People with existing risk factors for heart disease, such as diabetes, were found to be twice as likely to experience a heart attack or stroke if they had high levels of erythritol in their blood. The study also found that erythritol causes blood platelets to clot more easily, which can lead to heart attacks or strokes. Erythritol is a sugar alcohol,that is naturally found in many fruits and vegetables. It is used as a zero-calorie sugar substitute because it has about 70% of the sweetness of sugar. The substance has become very popular in the food industry as an additive to low-carb and diabetes-labeled products. It is also a key ingredient in many natural stevia and monk fruit products,which are several hundred times sweeter than sugar. So only a small amount of erythritol is needed to make up the bulk of the product. The study was conducted by the Center for Cardiovascular Diagnostics and Prevention at the Cleveland Clinic Lerner Research Institute. The researchers analyzed 1,157 blood samples from people at risk for heart disease,collected between 2004 and 2011. They found that higher levels of erythritol were connected to a greater risk of heart attack, stroke, or death within 3 years. The researchers believe that the substance causes blood platelets to clot more easily, which can lead to cardiovascular problems. However, more research is needed to confirm these findings.In the meantime, people with existing risk factors for heart disease may want to limit their intake of erythritol. Thanks for tuning in. 记得我们每日跟读精选词汇以及 Intense Podcast 节目都在各大 Podcast 平台同步放送。也欢迎分享我们官网 www.15mins.today 以及 Facebook 粉专给亲朋好友。同情学英语 ,improving your English on the go. Catch you in the next one. 我们下期见。